Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today, I will talk to a three-time Paralympic athlete and a world record holder in the discus, talking about an adaptive sports competition coming up in Lake Forest starting this week. And you will also hear about a street fest in Old Town in its 50th year in existence that returns this weekend. Well, the 2025 Glass of Great Lakes Games in partnership with the Hartford are getting ready to commence at Lake Forest High School starting on Wednesday going through Sunday. And we have a special guest for you. We welcome three-time Paralympian in track and field and world record holder in the discus, Jessica Himes, to Score Values. Jessica, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm very good. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, well, we're excited to have you. And why don't you just start by telling us about your athletic journey, what got you into track and field, and kind of your journey from Swisher, Iowa, to three-time Paralympian.
So I'm from small town Swisher, Iowa. I was born with a rare defect, amniotic banding syndrome, which affected my growth of my right leg before birth. And when I was a year old, my parents made the decision to amputate below the knee. So I grew up with prosthetics and figuring out how to move around the world that was not quite built for me. And I fell in love with sports at an early age, as every kid does. I loved trying out every little thing. I loved following my sisters around and figuring out what sports they did. And when I was 10 years old, I fell absolutely in love head over heels with track and field. I found that it was the perfect sport for me. Me against the clock, me against the distance. It was exactly what I fell in love with. And when I was 11 years old, my parents happened to come across an ad for an adaptive sports event, and they had no idea what this world had in store for me, but we decided to drive in our car one day, make it our family vacation, see what the adaptive sports world had for us, and we absolutely fell in love with it. And those events that whole summer cascaded the very long journey for me to where I am now as a professional athlete with three Paralympic Games under my belt. It was quite the journey, but I mean, the ups and downs were so phenomenal, and they brought me to so many great places, including, you know, my friendship with GLASA and any other adaptive sports association that has been out there.
I was going to say, you're a huge advocate for adaptive sports. How much responsibility do you feel as someone that has been so successful and taken this journey so far to kind of pay that forward to another generation?
I owe so much to these adaptive sports groups and every other advocate that had helped me. You know, I started this when I was 11. I was little. I knew nothing. My family did pretty much nothing. When I first started, I didn't even have a sports prosthetic. I was running on my walking leg, as we call it, which for anyone who's familiar with prosthetics, that is not very comfortable. It hurts. It's not meant for running at all. But we knew nothing better. Our first summer going to these events, we saw that there was a world where I didn't have to be in excruciating pain every time I ran or stepped on the track. And everyone at these groups helped me learn what the community was like and that there was a whole sports world that I could not only participate in, but be competitive in. And up until that point, I didn't realize I could actually be a competitor. I didn't realize I could try to actually beat people.
Right.
So then the finish line was my only goal.
So one of the things that Glasser points out is the cost involved with adaptive sports. And a lot of times it's they point out that equipment for adaptive sports costs 15 times the equipment of traditional sports. How much does that kind of make it a priority for people to support organizations like Glasser that are helping para athletes get the correct equipment so that they're not in excruciating pain when they're competing?
Yeah, the financial barrier is one of the largest barriers we have to deal with as adaptive athletes. Because when you're not an adaptive athlete, most of the time it is a shoe or something you could buy at, you know, a sporting goods store that is your barrier to trying the event. For us, if you don't have the prosthetic to even run with, you can't figure it out. If you can't get into a racing chair, you have no way of trying out the sport because you can't even get into it. And as you said, 15 times is the average cost as higher than the average athlete for us. And so that barrier is not something that most families can just, you know, throw their checkbook at and say, yeah, we'll try this for, you know, a summer, an afternoon, you know, it's not something most people can afford. And so associations like GLASA and partnerships like the Hartford provide grants and financial opportunities for athletes to get into these sporting equipments so that they can actually try and love and compete in the sports that they want to try out, just like every other kid in their school can. That barrier is something that's really hard mentally and physically on those athletes. So those grants and those financial opportunities are absolutely instrumental. When it happened for me, that was really the launching point for me realizing I love my sport enough to do it as a full competitor. And that launched me into my professional sport world. And there are so many other athletes, including the kids that will be at the Glasser Games this year, who would never have had those opportunities if groups like Glasser and the Hartford did not open those doors and allow them to have these, you know, financial burdens basically torn down, something that they never thought would have to, you know, be torn down for them to try their sport. And this year, we actually have the fun opportunity of having a paratriathlete world champion, Haley Danz. She is going to be surprising three athletes with custom fitted adaptive equipment, which is absolutely life-changing. I'm so excited to see this because this really is a life-changing thing for these athletes. For having custom equipment fit to your body is something we don't always think about as non-adaptive athletes because shoes are mostly one size fit all. You know, you go to the store, you get size 9 shoes, and that's what works for you. But adaptive equipment fits specifically your body and your disability. So having Haley present these from the Hartford, from Glasser, will be life-changing for these athletes.
Jessica Himes joining me this morning on Score Values, three-time Paralympian and track and field world record holder in the discus, and you are getting ready to compete yourself. Let's discuss what are you going to be your events come Wednesday through Sunday.
I will be competing in the discus throw ambulatory. I am classification 64. So that event is my baby. That's what I'll be competing in. And that'll be on Saturday. And the day before, on Friday, I'm actually hosting an adaptive sports clinic where I'll be teaching any athlete who wants to learn how to throw, how to throw. So we have clinics for that. For me, we have the seated throwers and we have a number of other sports, you know, swimming and wheelchair basketball, who will also have clinics.
Yeah, tell us about that clinic. How many people you expect to come out, and what can folks who are wanting to learn the sport of discus and who are in the adaptive sports world expect from it?
It's a full crew this year. I'm so excited. We have anyone ranging from kids who are just learning what sports are to adults who are wanting to get into the world of athletics and moving their body. It's a whole range of people, and I'm excited to teach everyone. All of the different sports that we have clinics for are ones where we expect people to have never tried them before, and they can get in, test their toes in the water, and not just that, but make connections with other people who are interested in the sports, or people like me who have been in the sports for many, many years, have competed at a professional level. And so we have opportunities for people who want to try out the clinic, and for volunteers, if there are people in the area who have done these sports before and want to give back to their sport, maybe in a way that they never have before, We also love volunteers for that. So we're accepting literally anyone and everyone who wants to help out in some form.
Jessica, I know this is kind of an abstract question, but as an advocate for adaptive sports, and what has your record-breaking athletic career kind of given to you? What opportunities and doors has it opened?
I mean, it's opened the door to the whole community of adaptive sports. You know, anyone who's involved in any sport knows that there's a web that connects everyone through your state, your country, your world. And for adaptive sports, that is even more tight-knit. And so being in the sports world and going to the next level as I've progressed through my Paralympic games, I've been able to connect not just to those who are at the Paralympic level with me, but also to people who are just entering the world. And I've loved connecting with families, even back in my hometown, my home state, and the region, who have children who have a disability similar to mine, or people who have just lost limbs or are getting into accidents and aren't quite sure what their body can do anymore, what this means for them. I love being able to look back and realizing that I was at that position once. That was once my life where we had no idea where to turn, what that looked like. And being in my position now, I'm privileged to have traveled the world through my sport with my disability, and I can now come back home and say, this can happen for you too. It happened for me. Let's figure out what we want to do with it, because there's so much that the sports world can give to you. It can be a fun weekend game. It can be an entire professional career. You know, the options are really endless.
Jessica Himes, three-time Paralympian in track and field, world record holder in the discus. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And just remind folks one more time how they can take in the 2025 GLASA Great Lakes game starting on Wednesday at Lake Forest High School.
You can watch us this weekend in person in Lake Forest. There's plenty of free parking. It is a free event, so you can take your entire family with you. You can also volunteer if you want to be hands-on in this event. We have clinics and sports events that you can volunteer with, so we would love to have everyone come on out, cheer us on, and help the GLASA Games in the Hartford present an amazing opportunity.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
We now welcome Marcy Huddis, the Executive Director of the Old Town Merchant Residents Association, to Score Values. Marcy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great today. Yeah, and I'm happy to be with you, Alex.
Yeah, well, we're excited because the 50th anniversary Wells Street Art Festival is coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday in Old Town, and I have to imagine you all are excited as well. Tell us what we can expect from this event in its 50th year in existence.
We are really excited. So it's Saturday, June 14th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday, June 15th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's Father's Day, so there'll be a lot of super cool things to do with Dad. It's on Wells Street in Old Town from North Avenue to Division. And as we all know, street fairs are a quintessential part of a Chicago summer, and we have some super cool things planned. And on Wells Street in Old Town, we're an art fair. There's going to be over 125 juried artists, so 10 categories of artists coming from Chicago, the Midwest, around the world, all different mediums. From mixed media and sculpture, ceramics, digital art, jewelry, photography. And it's a really cool opportunity to see some great art and to take a special piece home with yourself. I can talk a little bit more about the artists. I can tell you about the music. We're going to have some great interactive activities, and we're going to have a lot of family activities where different members of the family have the opportunity to join in to make art themselves, perhaps even make something for Dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get into it. This is an event that I find myself going to year after year, and each time it's almost overwhelming the amount of art booths that line Wells Street. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the artists and what people can expect. And I gotta imagine one of the pieces of advice is give yourself plenty of time to go through as many booths as possible.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because again, there's going to be more than 125 artists there, along with some other cool things too. So Laura Lee Jung is our featured artist this year. It's her artwork, Emerald City, which is the Chicago skyline from North Avenue Beach. That is going to be on our collective poster for this year. Super cool image. So she's the co-owner of Jackson Junk Gallery in Wicker Park. We have multiple interviews with her on our Instagram account, our Wall Street Art Fest Instagram account. You can come by, talk to her, find out about how she got her start in Chicago at the Wall Street Arts Festival. We're going to have two Ukrainian artists, both of them painters, Natalia Shutiak. She came to Chicago pretty recently. She has very bold, colorful, abstract art. And Anastasia Mack, she uses color to create a feeling for a landscape. She has cityscapes, naturescapes. Jessica Kerr is a French artist who recently came from Chicago, and her paintings show a lot of movement. I believe she's a dancer, and you get a feeling for her love for dance. Chicago has a special connection with the Montmartre neighborhood in Paris, France now, so that's particularly relevant that Jessica's participating this year. There's going to be some cool ceramics. Lou Perrazzoli ceramics is one of my favorite. He makes gorgeous bowls and other functional pieces. And then I'll also call out Jeff Victor, who's an underwater photographer. He specializes in shark photography. He's also been doing a lot of turtle photography, and he frames a lot of these himself in some cool antique frames. And a bunch of other really fabulous artists featuring jewelry, digital images. It's wonderful to stroll down the street and to, to see all the great artwork that our artists have been making.
Yeah, it certainly is. Marcy Huddis, Executive Director of Old Town Merchant Residents Association, joining me this morning on Score Values. So what can people expect as far as food vendors and musical acts?
Yeah, so food. We're going to be featuring a bunch of local food this year. So some of our local businesses will have a presence also on the street. Some will be doing kind of historical features. Kamahachi, which is the oldest sushi restaurant in Chicago, will be doing a bento box in addition to dumplings, food from Glenn's Tavern, ribs from Fireplace Inn, shrimp ceviche from Adobo Grill. We're also going to feature a bunch of festival artists. So come hungry. We'll have seating. You can buy your food. You can sit down and you can enjoy it. You can listen to some great bands. So we'll have 16 Candles that'll be performing Saturday at 8 o'clock. Rod Tough Girls and the Bench Press will be Sunday at 7. Raviv, which is electric cellos, which is super cool, is going to be Sunday at 2 o'clock. There's going to be a variety of music programming both days, so we encourage you to come for that. In addition, we're going to have drum circles both days, so that's something super fun. If you go to our webpage at wallstreetartfestival.us, you can see a full schedule of the entertainment lineup.
Marcy Huddis, Executive Director of the Old Town Merchant Residents Association, joining me this morning on Score Values. And of course, a $10 suggested donation is suggested at the entrance of the fest. And can you talk a little bit about some of the projects that the donation goes to kind of upkeep the neighborhood?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that. There's been a lot of press recently about street festivals and how costs have gone up drastically, for the materials, for the staff, for the street closures. And we're a nonprofit organization. We're basically a chamber of commerce and a community development organization. We pay for all of that up front. And then the festival helps fund that. And also helps fund the activities we do throughout the year. So throughout the year, we do a variety of programming to support the neighborhood, to provide activities for the neighborhood, to support the local businesses, to engage the local residents. And we really appreciate people giving a $10 donation at the gate. It's the only way that we're able to do these street festivals and do what we do throughout the year. We have various programming such as July 12th. All of Old Town is going to be celebrating Bastille Day. We have the special connection with the Montmartre neighborhood of Paris, France. Your donation helps fund activities like that, in addition to just making the street festival possible. So we really thank people for doing that.
Well, Marcy, we are very excited for the 50th anniversary Wells Street Art Festival coming up Saturday and Sunday. One more time, can you let people know where they can find out more information, website about the festival?
Yes, thank you, Alex. People can go to wellstreetartfest.us. There you'll find a detailed lineup. There'll be a new digital guide posted there soon. You can also follow the Wells Street Art Fest Instagram handle. We're posting some engaging videos there. So again, Saturday, Sunday, Saturday from 10 to 10, Sunday from 10 to 9, Wells Street from Division to North Avenue. And thank you so much. It should be a great time, 50th anniversary. Lots of fun things to do, particularly with Dad on Sunday.
Sounds like a great time, Marcy. Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.